My name is Deanna West. I'm age 16. Today is December 1st. I am speaking with my brother, Deshaun West, and we live in the city, Chicago. What's something that gives you hope about our country?
I would have to say us. I do feel like when it comes to this country, yeah, you got a lot of messed up people. I won't name who those people are, but I do feel like you got a lot of people that's in the government that does a lot of wrong. But at the same time, every day we pass by people who do good deeds, you know, regardless of whether it be yourself or someone else. And because you see these people and you start to think that this is a possibility that this person can be the next big thing, this person can be the next one to guide this country or guide your wherever you are. Like, you know, like it doesn't have to be necessarily as big as the country, but it can be as big as a neighborhood. And I feel as long as you're progressing some way, somehow, you're doing some good. And in the end, that does give me hope. So I do have to say to people.
Tell me a time that you saw the government do something that you did not approve of. What did you do? What do you think should have been done instead?
Don't record yet. Personally, for me, there's nothing I can really recall that the government did that I didn't approve of. I do think there are some things that are being handled to some extent by the government, but it's being put out there in a certain way where I think it could have been done differently. Sometimes, especially like when the president, you know, go public speaking, especially with the history of the president, President Donald Trump, having, you know, said things that were very unpleasant to a lot of people. And he knows will be very unpleasant with a lot of people. I do think to some extent the government can do things, something about that. So I think sometimes it just causes a lot of mayhem because then people talk about it and it becomes more than a controversy, but an argument. And sometimes even more than that, you know. So I do feel like, you know, to me, I don't really recall anything big, but I do notice a lot of comments that are being said by President Donald Trump that is offensive that I think can be controlled.
Tell me about a time you saw government helping people or improving their lives.
I don't necessarily see it as much, but I do recall. I mean, I'm not even going to say recall because this happens all the time. You got people that have EBT, you know, type of housing assistance, stuff like that. All these things that are provided by the government, I have seen plenty of times, as you and I both know, we got people in our family, people in our neighborhood, people all across the city of Chicago who gets help with, you know, buying food, EBT, or has public housing assistance. So I see the government do stuff for people all the time, you know, in that manner. So in the end, my end question, you know, I have to say every day I see the government do something for someone.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening from years now, is there any wisdom that you want to pass on them? What would you want them to know?
It was this one man that told me this. I was working at Subway. He told me, don't work hard, work smart, and work hard only for yourself. So that's one thing, that's one big thing I would tell them. For me, I always work for whatever I wanted. If I wanted to know something, I studied it all. And, you know, to some degree, I think now people see me as a person of many talents. But some people just got to understand that that comes with something else. That comes with that same principle as to work, not, you know, working smart, you know. Because in order to learn how to do these things, you have to use your brain a little bit. And working hard is also a part of that. And I think that it brings a lot of success to the person who actually follows that principle. And I want them to be the person who be successful, you know. So I would say that's one big thing I pass down to them.
Tell me a little about yourself, when and where you were born.
I was born in the city of Chicago, Chicago, Illinois, and I was born in 1996, April 27th. April 27th, it was me and my sister. Me and my sister, I have a twin sister. We were born on April 27th, 1996. I would say a little bit about myself would be, I love languages. I speak Japanese, Spanish, and of course English, and I'm an artist as well. Another thing is that I love anime. I love a lot of anime. I'm not that watch all types of anime type person, but I do watch anime very heavily. I love to speak. I speak a lot. Do a lot of speaking. I just really like to help people. I would say that's one big thing that I'm forgetting. I don't even know why I said that first, but I'm a big helper. I love to help people, and I love to teach people principles in life. I think it's big to not only just, you know, grab that, give a person a fish, but to teach them how to fish. And sometimes it takes a little bit more than just teaching them how to do a certain thing. It's more of, sometimes it comes with a certain lesson or something that can, you know, give them will. But some people, it's not that they don't know how to fish. It's not that maybe they don't want to know how to fish. But sometimes it's, I wouldn't say it's not that they don't want to know how to fish, but sometimes it's the lack of something that makes them not want to fish. So sometimes you have to teach them, you have to teach them how to get that, what they lack, and then also go a little bit extra and then teach them how to, you know, fish. So I do like to help people a lot because I do feel like, you know, everybody needs help, and regardless of who we are, we need to try to find a way to help each other. It, regardless of whether it may be big or it may be small, we still should all try to, you know, do a little bit of something, you know. So I try to help people as much as I can.
What is your favorite memory of me?
I would have to say my favorite memory of Deanna is, it's a lot of favorite memories. I'm not going to lie. When it came to Deanna, I was always kind of close with her when we were younger. Took her to school every day, but I would have to say my biggest memory, I wouldn't say that it was necessarily my favorite memory, as if it was just a one thing. I think it's like a difference between the younger Deanna and the older Deanna, which isn't necessarily bad. It's just as you get older, you kind of, you just act different, you know. You do things differently. My funnest memory of Deanna was usually, you know, how she was, like playful and run around and that type of Deanna. You know, and sure, she may be like this. I mean, of course, with me, I'm her brother. She don't necessarily act like how she may act with her friends. But from what I see is that it's just a difference between the older Deanna and the younger Deanna. And the younger Deanna was playful and run and do all this silly stuff and just pretty much silly all around. I could be wrong that she may be still like this. But personally, that's my biggest memory and my favorite memory, so.
Can you describe your happiest memory?
I would have to say my happiest memory would be, I think I was a little kid. Yeah, of course I was a little kid. It was Christmas, and I know I had got an Xbox, but I didn't know what game I got with the Xbox. I do understand now exactly why it's very important not to tell kids what they got for Christmas. The impact just changes when you know what you're getting. But at that time, I knew I was getting an Xbox, but I didn't know what game. And the game that I won was the game that I got. It's called Dead Alive. It was Dead Alive 4 at the time. But when I opened it and I got it, I was beyond happy. You know, it wasn't the type of happy like, oh, I knew what was in there and I'm just opening it. It was like, I didn't know that this was in there at all. So for me, I think that was like a real big surprise. I've been happy a lot of times, but I never been like overly ecstatic to the degree where I'm just like running, you know. But I was that happy that day because that was the game that I wanted and that was the game that I got.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
I would have to say when we first moved from the projects. When we first moved from the projects and we moved to Humble Park. I did not like it as much, and I didn't like it at all, you know, when we first moved over there. And I think it was just a certain time because it's different. It's like you had a lot of friends, you had a lot of people you knew, and then now you go to this completely different place where no one stays over there. Your family that all live next to each other, they all don't live next to each other. And it's not that it was bad, but because it was so different, I think it was a difficult time for me.